Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you along with Danny Sheehan as we talk about the investigating UFOs. Danny, so you and Luis ended up filing a second complaint. What was that for?
Well, what happened, George, is that after the complaint that we lodged at the Defense Department, the Defense Department not only began this major evaluation of all the different military services and agencies inside the Defense Department, but it also fired a number of individual people that had been lying about this program. And so Lou, who had resigned from the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, was hired by a private contractor and ended up becoming the chief advisor on the UFO phenomenon to the United States Space Force. And he was in that position for a number of months, and the process began again with people inside the intelligence community coming forward and trying to generate a resistance to the program of revealing information about the UFOs. And so he said, that, look, we're going to file a complaint with the Inspector General of the intelligence community as well, so that this other staff can get on board. Because this history of attacking citizens who are trying to get to the bottom of this UFO issue has been going on from not only the Defense Department, but also the intelligence community. And so now he brought this additional complaint to the Inspector General of the intelligence community. And in this one, we emphasized the fact that there was this general problem of the continuation of the lying about this program, that they kept on pretending that they didn't know, that they were engaged in this kind of modified hangout position, and that we began having meetings with people over on the Hill in the United States Senate, the Intelligence Committee, the Defense Committees, over with the House representatives and the Senate. And the members of the Senate and House started getting upset about the fact that they were being excluded from this information. And so we began to work together to try to get a special bill passed, which was focused initially inside the Senate Intelligence Committee, because we had the support both of the Mark Warner, who was the Democratic chairman of the Intelligence Committee in the Senate, but also Marco Rubio, who was the Republican leader of the staff in the members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. And so that we had this unique bipartisan support for getting information to the Congress, out extracting it from the Defense Department and from the intelligence community. And so we began to put the pressure on inside the Congress. And so what happened is the intelligence community, Inspector General, then began to also begin looking into this to try to determine what it is that had been going on, what was the history of this, because a lot of the people that were in the intelligence community now, you know, are of a whole different generation than those members of the intelligence community and the Defense Department that began this program of obfuscating and lying and covering up and attacking citizens who were trying to get to the bottom of this. So there was an effort to try to have a whole new generation of people come forward. And so that the intelligence community's inspector general is now engaged in exploring what's going on and has been dialoguing with people in the United States Senate Intelligence Committee. And we've now come together, and to everyone's, I think, most citizens' astonishment, but they don't know much about it yet, that the United States Congress has passed a new law, a law, Section 703 of the National Intelligence Authorization Act, that has just been passed on December 23rd of this year, December 23rd of 2022, passed a law commanding the Secretary of Defense and the Director of National Intelligence to stand up a brand new office, the Joint Project Office, that is now going to be joined together by the Defense Department and the intelligence community to demand that that office be given all of the information that every single military agency and every military service, every intelligence community agency, and every private military contractor has it ever had in their possession all the way back to 1947, very specific year. All the way back to January of 1947, they are now commanded to turn over this information to the Joint Project Office that's going to be run by the Defense Department and the Director of National Intelligence.
You might get to read the Roswell papers, huh?
They're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And they, in fact, one of the commands that they've been given is to hand over all of the information. This is in Section 703 of the Act, subsection 11, which says specifically they are required to update and provide to Congress every single effort that has been underway on the ability to capture or exploit discovered unidentified aerospace phenomena. So that this is they've been commanded now by Congress to turn this information over to this joint project office. And that office is commanded by this new law to turn this over every 90 days. Every 90 days, they have to give all of the information to the United States Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee and the Defense Committees. They have to start turning over all of this information to the United States Congress. So what has happened as a result of Lou Elizondo and the work, for example, by Chris Mellon, who's been instrumental in this, and others, that we've been going and meeting with the members of the Senate and the House, and they have now stood up on their back legs, and they've confronted the executive branch, Defense Department, and intelligence community, and ordered them to turn over this information to Congress. Now, that is an extraordinarily important
dramatic
step, an extraordinary step. And most 99% of the people in the country do not know that this law was passed on December 23rd of 2022. It's a brand new law, and they have 120 days all until April 21st.
Well, thank God we've got you to watchdog this.
That's right. Well, that's what we're doing now. That we're in the process of setting up a unique 501c3 public interest organization, you might call it the UFO C3. You know, is being set up now to watchdog this whole process, to monitor what's going on at the United States Senate Intelligence Community or Intelligence Committee, and to make sure that they're enforcing this law, making sure that the Defense Department, military services are turning this information over, that the CIA and the DIA and also the National Geospatial Intelligence Center, you know, which most people don't even know what that is. It's a special intelligence center that has been functioning for a long time now, gathering, this is where the Roswell information resides right now. Is it the National Global Intelligence Agency, the Global Geospatial Intelligence Agency has that information. And I know this because I talked directly to the head of the Central Intelligence Agency program that has developed the special surveillance mechanisms to surveil the presence of UFOs in our atmosphere. And so I know that this is going on now. And so they know I know. And so the setting up of this 501c3, we're going to try to assemble all the information that we can get from all the different UFO agencies and the UFO citizens groups, et cetera, and make sure that the members of the United States Senate Intelligence Committee and the House Intelligence Committee have this information so they can't pretend that they don't have it. You know, and it isn't going to do any good to say, oh, there's a documentary film that has interviewed these people, because they can say, well, we never happened to see it. But
right.
For example, you remember when the hearing was had, the House committee brought in front of them two people from the executive branch who pretended they didn't even know that a UFO had appeared over our Minuteman nuclear sites and shut down our nuclear missiles. They said, oh, we've never even heard of that. So we can't allow them to get away with that. We've got to set up a 501c3 watchdog citizens group that is going to be monitoring the conduct of the intelligence committees, the conduct of the intelligence community, and the defense agencies to turn this information over to Congress. That's one of the first steps. And then we're going to start putting the pressure on Congress to turn as much of this information as possible over to the American public in a systematic way, so that we can, through this 501c3, through the UFO C3, we can start to prepare our human family for direct contact with extraterrestrial civilization. That is going to be our job.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. What got you involved in this, Danny, in the first place, years ago?
Well, it was in 1976, right after President Carter was elected. As people know, President Carter had seen a UFO back when he was governor of Georgia. So when he was elected president, one of the first things he did is he reached out to the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, who was at that time George H.W. Bush, George Bush Sr., who was the head of the CIA under President Gerald Ford, and asked the head of the CIA, George Bush, to turn over the information to him as the newly elected president. And George Bush refused to do that. And so President Carter reached out to the Congressional Research Service, the Science and Technology Division, and asked them to prepare a secret report to the president on, one, the probability of the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence elsewhere in the universe, and what relationship that might have to the UFO phenomenon. And I was contacted because I was general counsel at the United States Jesuit headquarters in their National Social Ministry office. And I was contacted by Marcia Smith, who was the head of the Congressional Research Service, Science and Technology Division. And she asked if I would become special counsel to that committee, that special task force, to find out what the Catholic Church and the Vatican archives knew about the UFO phenomenon. So I came on in that particular capacity to do that work. I ended up being designated to brief the top 50 scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at the SETI program out in Pasadena on the theological implications of contact with an extraterrestrial civilization. I brought the motion to the Washington Interreligious Staff Council, the head of the 54 major religious denominations in the country, to get them to set up a task force to try to get out ahead of this thing, to start preparing our human family for the realization that we are not, in fact, at the apex of the pyramid of all conscious life in the universe, and that this is going to be an extraordinarily important point in our history of our human family to come to grips with where we fit in to the order of our entire galaxy. You know, that it isn't life just on one planet. I mean, really seriously, imagine we live at a time where a substantial portion of people are told by the authorities that we are the only sentient species in the entire universe. That somehow the entire universe of tens of trillions of galaxies, you know, exists solely as the stage upon which to play out the drama of our one species on one planet, you know, evolving from the primordial slime up into voyagers in the stars. And that is preposterous. And so we have got to readjust our understanding of who we are, where we fit into the universe. And in the Jesuit order, which is the largest single order in the Catholic Church, which is the largest single religious denomination of all of Western civilization, has in fact called upon us to reach out and begin this dialogue for the citizens to start having a fundamental dialogue about the philosophical and theological implications of the realization that there is extraterrestrial intelligence. And I, as the general counsel of the Jesuit headquarters in their National Social Ministry office, reached out immediately to the spokesperson, who was a Father Jose Gabriel Funes, who issued the public statement on behalf of the Vatican on November 11th of 2009 and stated that the moment has arrived for our human family to begin this extraordinarily important conversation because much sooner than had been previously anticipated, we were going to discover life elsewhere in the universe.
And I believe the Vatican said, too, that the belief in extraterrestrials does not negate one's belief in God.
No. They've said those things. There's some fairly low-level, low-conscious things that have been said to try to accommodate people that are being taken totally by surprise for this information. But there's also an extraordinarily sophisticated level of discussion going on now in theological circles, and in philosophical circles, to try to come to grips with readjusting our human worldview so that we understand where we fit into the universe. This is the discussion that has to be undertaken by our citizens, because you cannot rely upon the government institutions to do this for us. We've got to do this ourselves and demonstrate that we're worthy of respect, worthy of participating as co-equals with others in our galaxy. You know, that, and so we have to work hard to overcome these silly things that we do of poisoning our own planet, you know, with carbon and petroleum and contaminating our planet. The UFO people have been talking about this for decades. You know that, and people know that. You know, like the aerial school phenomenon over in Africa with UFO lands right in the middle of the playing field and communicates to all the children that we have to stop polluting our planet because we're going to kill all of our planet. We have to stop nuclear war, nuclear weapons, and deal with global climate change and stop the contamination of our planet. These are things we have to do as minimal requirements for our being worthy of entering into participating in our galaxy with other species that have had millions, some of them millions of years more of time to evolve their sentient senses in their philosophical approaches and theological approaches. So we've got to do this, and this is what the UFO C3 is going to be designed to
Great.
Do.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.